Joining me now, fresh from his professional debut here in Donegal, Fermanagh native, Enis Gillan, to be precise, Rhys Owens. Rhys, how relieved are you after that? We'll talk about the feelings in the lead-up to this fight in just a second, but I'm sure, along as you're proud, obviously relieved as well.
100%. It's just, it was all nerves all day today, so it was as much as I tried to hide it. But, here, completely relieved. A bit cautious at times out there, or a bit reckless maybe, but to be ultra-critical, but happy with the stoppage win.
We will all know the words Rhys, we'll all know the name Rhys Owens in the future. Talk to me about your journey so far, for those of people may not know who Rhys Owens is. Talk to me about your journey to your professional career.
So, my name's Rhys Owens, man of Skilling. Started boxing when I was 11, in and out of it, between it and football, till I was about 15, 16. And then it really took off then from there, just kept the head down, trained away, won the national under 22s, went to Europeans, was my first Irish title, then won the Ulster Elites twice, and then the National Elites last year at 60 kilo. And then that's where I met Jay, and Jay swooped me then, so he did, turned over, always wanted to be turned professional, and just completely grateful that it was with big management like Jason with Cheer Sports and Jamie from Conlon Sports. So, great backing.
That was my next question. What does it feel like to be working alongside Michael Conlon? I see him here tonight.
Hi, Jamie. Jamie the brother. Hi, Jamie. Yeah, so obviously massive names in Irish boxing. To be working with the both of them, Jason and Jamie, in a co-management deal, I think I'm like potentially one of the only fighter in Ireland with that. So I've got great backing. The lads are keeping me busy, and they've got great contacts. I'm in a great place here at the minute, and just really looking forward to the future.
The Erin County of Fermanagh, well known for soccer, well known for its Gaelic Games. First professional fighter from Fermanagh in 50 years. How does that feel?
Yeah, it feels it's like a shock. So it is. I thought there would have been somebody, but I think it was Gordon Ferris might have been the last man. So. If I could go on to do half of what he'd done, well, I aim to do a lot more, but if I do what he'd done, I think he won a British title, so here, it's not a bad man to be following up to.
Finally, in terms of your next outing, your next fight, is there anything on the cards?
Just spoke there with Jamie, he's going to give me a call on Monday regarding a fight in Belfast, 3 weeks' time at the Devnish, so yeah, keep me busy, so no rest for the wicked, straight back out again. Got the stoppage win there tonight, so I've no niggles, no cuts, still pretty, as the man says, so looking forward to staying active.